one-of-a-kind art exhibit, 7 years in the making, features works from the Italian Renaissance. Sanctity Pictured is showing at the Frist Center for the Visual Arts in Nashville, Tennessee. It examines the role of Dominican and Franciscan religious orders in the revival of art and architecture between the years 1250 and 1550. Professor Holly Flora of Tulane University took us through the exhibit. She says there are approximately 60 works from 28 different museums. Most do not usually travel.
It's an unprecedented opportunity to see works of Renaissance art that normally you would only see in libraries. We have an extraordinary number of illuminated manuscripts that are usually only accessible to scholars and not usually on view even in their home institutions. And also panel paintings you would have to travel all over the U.S. as well as to the Vatican to be able to see. So it's unprecedented.
Sanctity Pictured includes pieces from the Art Institute of Chicago, the J. Paul Getty Museum in Los Angeles, and the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. There are also works on loan from the Vatican Library and museums. Professor Flora says that does not happen very often.
No, it takes a while, and what you have to do basically is contact the curators of the Vatican Museum and the Vatican Libraries and ask them very nicely and make a very strong scholarly case that these things need to travel and need to be part of the exhibition and that people need to see them, because every time you travel a work of art, you're taking a huge risk in terms of its condition, security, all the things that have to go into bringing a work of art from overseas.
Some of the art in Sanctity Pictured was restored prior to the exhibit. Dr. Susan Edwards, executive director of the Frist, tells about her museum's involvement.
We were delighted. We work with the Allen Art Museum, and they had a painting that had been in storage for many years, and we worked together to underwrite the conservation of this work, bring it out of storage, and with its clean, fresh face, it's likely to be reattributed to the Sienese master Duccio.
In addition to paintings, visitors to Sanctity Pictured will see illustrated manuscripts. Professor Flora says these have both religious and historical significance.
It's the history of music. It's the history of text, because we have Bibles. We have books that have texts for the sung portions of the Mass, and as well as the musical notations for Masses. So huge part of Western culture and tradition are represented by these books. And, usually even esteemed scholars are sometimes denied access to these books. Sometimes you have to really, really beg to go see these manuscripts and present a really good reason to get to look at them. And then you have a very, limited access to them. So being able to see so many together in one exhibition is really unprecedented.
Now, you might be thinking that Renaissance art and all the terms that go with it are too difficult to understand or appreciate. Dr. Edwards says to pick up a visitor's guide, and that will not be a problem.
We're very grateful to Trinita Kennedy for not assuming that we knew everything that she knew or knows. And so she's written a glossary with all the terms, whether they refer to Christian belief or they refer to something in art, like the kinds of materials that were used and the structures of the paintings.
There is also a self-guided audio tour, complete with appropriate music. Megan Robertson is an associate curator at the Frist.
There are several very special choir books in this exhibition. They're quite large scale. They're very beautifully illuminated. And so the curator, Trinita, and I thought that it would be wonderful to kind of show people how they were used and give people kind of a taste of a 13th century sound. This is also Music City. It's Nashville, Tennessee. So we have some really talented folks in town. And while people think of country music, we also have some people who are experts in singing 13th century plain song, which is chanting.
The works in Sanctity Pictured are several centuries old, but Professor Flora says the influence of Dominicans and Franciscans from that time remains.
Whatever your beliefs are, if you live in America today, or if you live in the world today, Catholic culture and Christian culture impacts us, from politics to our history. And so I think understanding the roots of a kind of modern-day Christianity in very different, traditions, what the mendicants did were really establishing a lot of traditions that are visible today.
Dr. Edwards says you will experience history, culture, and faith in the works on display. It's almost like taking a trip to Italy.
It's the closest thing you'll get to it. And as we said, we couldn't bring the Last Supper or many of the amazing contributions to art by the Franciscans and the Dominicans, which were in situ, so churches, fabulous architecture, fresco paintings. But you really do enter another world, and it does give you pause.
There's more information about Sanctity Pictured at fristcenter.org, and Frist is spelled F-R-I-S-T. FristCenter.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville.